You're listening to Mondo Cool, the only Dragon Ball movie podcast that gives you a Zenkai boost.
That's right, boys. Mondo Cool.
What's up, Dragon Ballers? Welcome to the very first episode 25 of Mondo Cool. That's our monthly Dragon Ball movie review podcast. I am your host, KZ Excellent of KZExcellent.com. With me, as always, are the biggest Dragon Ball fans on the internet. Dan and Bob Video Games from Gigaboots.com.
If only I was stronger.
A vision.
And Mr. Feel from Mr. Feel's Wild Ride.
I'm going to put some shit in here that really doesn't need to be in here to answer questions nobody had.
Cool.
That's cool. My story feels more full now. Now, as you may all know, we come here every single month to watch every single Dragon Ball special. The real ones, not like the one where Toriko Man is here. People keep asking about that. That's not real.
No, crossovers don't count.
Yeah, that's not real. But we do that every single month. We give them some sort of ranking based on like scores and stuff. And then we have the ultimate list that no one can ever predict. It's basically impossible to predict how this goes. However, what you can predict is whether or not you'll get something early if you give us money. Feel, tell them about it.
Well, if you'd like to give us money, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/GBpodcast. For as little as $5 a month, you get access to lots of content, like early access to this and Chugging Bleach, our two anime review podcasts, a Patreon-exclusive show you get once a month where you get to vote on which good or bad thing we watch that alternates every month, and extended versions of our shows Gamer Premonition and Armchair Devs, because those shows are structured so we don't always get all our ideas out, and you get like the bonus, you like the cut content. That's patreon.com/GBpodcast. If you don't have any money, you can help us out by telling your friends. If we get to our current stretch goal on the Patreon, we will review all of Reboot, even the live action one.
Yes.
Patreon.com/GBpodcast.
Patreon.com/GBpodcast. So, we've done a lot. We've done over 2 years of Dragon Ball films. We're starting to run out. We don't have enough for our third year, and that on its own is great. I don't know about you, but that's exciting. Last time, we checked out Hachiak again.
he's doing fine. He's getting better.
Is he getting better?
It's in remission. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, I guess that's getting better because he's not here. This time, we checked out Dragon Ball Z episode of Bardock, or as it's called in Japanese.
Episode of Bardock.
That's not a very cool name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Episode of Bardock.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Bardock-san.
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 We saw this 5 minutes
ago. Oh, this bit is the funniest shit in the world if you've ever seen this special. Otherwise, it's just falling flat.
Yeah, you can just pause and come back because it won't take you too much time. Now, normally, Dan has done the summaries for these. But I have taken back my own show. And finally, after I'm doing it for 2 straight years, I will be doing summaries going forward because they're really long. Unfortunately, the first one, or luckily, the first one I have to summarize is 19 minutes long. And it's the shortest thing we've ever done, I think. I'm pretty sure the Hachi thing was longer. It was like 30 minutes.
Yeah, literally nothing has been this short.
It's great.
And you know what? I feel like the animation team would have snapped if this was another 10 minutes. So, and then we would start heading into the Hachiak zone again. So I'm glad that they kept it sparse. We open this epic. We're in space. It's the iconic scene from the Bardock special from like 20 years ago. And it's Bardock and Frieza facing off. Some people in the background are badly animated. Bardock does his usual thing where he's like, he yells at him and he throws like the energy ball at him. And then Frieza does, oh, here's my giant energy ball. And it gets really, really big because it's going to blow up Planet Vegeta. And then all of Bardock's clothes fall off and he screams. And then Frieza laughs, but Frieza's laugh is muted. So it was Dan or Bob thought that they decided to have Masuka Nozawa just voice Frieza screaming.
Yeah, it was confusing. It was like, I'm seeing a laughing face and I'm hearing scream, and it didn't match up right. And I was like, what's happening?
Yeah, I know. I was like, where's the oh ho ho? I'm missing that crucial part of this.
Yeah, that is a crucial part. I don't even think they had an oh ho ho. I think it was just Bardock screaming.
Yeah.
For that part, yes.
Yeah, I'm like, this is disappointing. That's an important part. You need to hear the oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, and then Planet Vegeta explodes. It's gone, and they're like, this is Dragon Ball Z episode of Bardock with a fun comic booky font. And then Bardock wakes up. He doesn't know where he is. He's like, the sky looks similar to Planet Vegeta. And then he is introduced to Toriyama, like new Toriyama designs, which always look like skinny, weird aliens that look dumb.
It's like,
yeah, he's drawn like one form of alien for the past 10 years.
It kind of feels like if somebody did a Trogdor sketch, but with Dragon Quest slimes. They're like, first you draw Dragon Quest slimes, then you draw legs and arms. Now it's a new
design. Give it catfish whiskers.
The whole time it's playing that derpy music in the background. Toriyama's like, I'm done.
Yeah. Did it. Good enough.
Where's my money?
And as Bardock's like confused about like where he is, what's going on, they start he has that realization of, oh, the sky looks the same. They're healing me with what seems to be the same type of element that we used in our pods. And then they said it's Planet Plant.
Mm-hmm.
That's the planet they're on, which is the old name for Planet Vegeta. Oh my god, he got owned so hard he got knocked into last week, this being hundreds of years in the past.
This isn't as good as the version in the Angry Beavers.
No. It's not. We watched that like last week.
It's like, thank god I brought back in time with me this calendar of how to annoy Frieza in all these different ways.
he knocked me into the dawn of time. So Bardock's like, oh man, this is crazy. And the kid, whose name is Barry, I believe,
mm-hmm.
goes, hello, what's your name? And he's like, I hate children. And then he's like, oh, I'm a child. I'm
damn. Sad. He just liked me for real.
God, yes, actually. Then he sees a Frieza-style ship because they've always been the same no matter what. They will always look like that. No matter what era.
It's always frustrating when media goes hundreds of years in the past and they don't want to redesign anything. Like, it's just, come on. Was there really stagnation completely for those hundreds of years?
Yeah, I would have appreciated, like, some different accents on it. Maybe a different amount of windows? No, it's basically the same. It's flying toward a village. Bardock heads over there. And then it shows, like, two dudes. I only got one of their names, which was Kavira, which means his name is not Caviar. They moved two letters, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And they start shooting, messing stuff up, and they're like, who's this guy? As they see Bardock in the distance, badly drawn.
Which is the image I have posted, spoiled for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's really
good. We're going to go ahead and show that one to you. I was losing it going, this might be the thumbnail of the episode, until we reach something later.
Triangle face.
Yes.
Yes. Actually, his whole head is just a cube wearing the headband.
Yes. That's what it looks like when you draw a Y perfectly symmetrically in the middle of a face.
It was very impressive. He beats the shit out of these guys like real bad. Like it is not a problem for Bardock. These dudes jobbed pretty hard, pretty well.
Yeah, he's a future Saiyan. Obviously, he's better than these dudes. Yeah, these are the dudes that can't fly and can't do key, so they have to have the guns.
Right.
Yeah.
So they just get rinsed real hard.
Mm-hmm. So he takes care of that, and everyone's like, holy shit, Bardock, you're the best. Or, you know, this Saiyan, or whoever you are, you're the best, because they don't even know his name by this point. And he goes, I don't like any of you, and I don't really give a shit at all. And then he leaves. And they're like, oh, man, that's
he bad. Just liked me for real.
Then he flies away. Is this the point where they introduce our main villain, or is that in a scene after this? Now, whatever. I'm gonna do it here because it's 19 minutes long, and who cares? They flash back to the big ship, the big mothership, to show our main villain, where it's like, oh man, the survey troops that we sent to Planet Plant, they didn't come back.
Yes, this is when we get the reveal that it's Kabira and Toby.
Toby. I knew it was like some like random white guy.
I lost it. I was like, yep. Wait.
And they keep showing the silhouette of like, oh, this is going to clearly be a Frieza ancestor. And the only thing I remember from this entire film is revealed when they're like, oh, it's our Lord, Chilled.
I love Chill's onesie. It's really good.
Chill's design is a wonderful, as you can see from the thumbnail.
It's so bad.
It's so good. I don't know what you're talking about. This is great.
Clearly, this takes place in the 80s. He just came from the gym. That's why he's wearing his leotard.
Right? It's so good.
Yeah, I could see this dude hanging out at the Y.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't talk about the Y, because I always think about that YMCA theme in like D minor. Sounds like a Dragon Ball track.
Yep.
That's.
I'm gonna have to check that out after this.
That's a very popular tweet. If you just like search that up in some way, it's really good. But they show this dude. At some point they give him like his official title, and it's funny to think about how Frieza's like the Galactic Emperor or whatever, and he's like, I'm a space bounty, a space pirate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a powerful space pirate. That's the current standing of the Frieza race, which I like how they're called the Frieza race even in video games. They have no idea what to call
these
guys.
They've never, even now, it's like Toriyama refuses. Please, Toriyama, come up with anything. No.
Yeah, just call them the refrigerator race.
Yeah, just call them the refrigerator race.
Bardock's hanging out in a cave, just alone. The kid, Barry, keeps coming in, bringing a basket filled with a variety of foods, including bread, one fruit, and a bottle of wine.
He's just like me. For real.
God damn it. Then we have Bardock going, oh, well, I am hungry. I guess I'll eat 20 pounds of bread. This continues for like a montage of him continuing to every day get bread from this kid.
Yeah, he's got a carb load for his training.
He's got to bulk up a little bit, and then it's that story you've seen a million times of, okay, they start building some sort of a nice friendly connection where eventually, you know, the kid gets to sit with them. At one point the kid busts out a rock in the same order that he busts out the basket, so I thought he was gonna make Bardock eat a rock, but no,
he would have
just like me for real. But he instead uses it to sit down, share some of it, and finally Bardock's like, my name's Bardock. And then this kid says Bardock-san 8 times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I start experiencing brain death. Damn regrets not putting a counter on it.
Yeah. And I wish I caught how many times he called him Bardock-san.
Then we hit the big conflict in this special. Chilled and his force touch down on the village and start attacking, looking for whoever fucked up his people. Barry runs away in fear. Finds Bardock, says, hey, please help. And he's like, no. And it's like, they're looking for you. And he's like, oh, okay. Guess I'll go do it. And then he arrives in the village, and then they have that, oh, no, he looks like Frieza thing that was like in Cooler's Revenge. But this one's even weirder because this dude looks really schlubby and stupid.
And I mean, that's how Frieza looked in his timeline. Like, that Bardock's only seen original form. So, of course, it looks like Frieza, but in a really funny...
Yeah, but Chilled looks so much more schlubby to me. Like, I feel like there's more of a gut thing going on. I feel like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a normal state, normal Frieza looks a little bit less pathetic.
I think he only saw Frieza in his little pod.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah, he only sees his head.
I was like, was he in his pod in space, or did he actually get out for once?
Oh, he was in his pod in space, yes.
Okay, so maybe he's just trying to imagine the lower half of Frieza, and this is what he's arriving at.
Oh, that's really rough. That's really rough. So, fights begin. Bardock makes short work of the random goons. Really not a problem. But fighting Chilled, he's not good enough. He gets his ass kicked. And it's like, oh, no. Well, what's going to happen now? Chilled, like, starts prepping, like, okay, I'm going to do my big attack, the one that will definitely defeat you. But then the kid, Barry, tries to step in, gets owned immediately, which makes Bardock go, I'm useless. I can't do anything. And then there's a storm. Then lightning bolts almost murder Bardock, and that's real funny. They start creating craters. And then the disturbing music plays in the background, as Dan said. While we were watching it, and then Bardock becomes a Super Saiyan, and that's cool. He He then proceeds to become the Terminator, where he just starts walking forward. And Chill does that move that every jobber in Dragon Ball does, where I'm going to shoot wildly at the ground in the hopes that does anything.
Which, I like when Bardock's walking forward, he does that cool, like, it's sending out waves, like circles, perfect circles of energy.
Yes, it's doing like an After Effects package. All those blasts like hit Bardock and like blow parts of his armor off, but he's still like maintaining his same speed, just walking forward. And then he kind of just like owns the shit out of Chilled. And then they do the typical like beam ball clash here, which through as giving him as much as he can, Bardock prevails. And this fight's slightly better than animated than I expected. Like sometimes when they're like forming the energy, I'm like, I like the way this moves. Unlike the Hachiak special we watched.
Well, that makes sense. That didn't move.
that didn't move at all. And it used digital pan as much as possible. Hey, when Chilled laughed at this, I didn't have to laugh at it because it felt.
Yeah, his shoulders weren't pulsing exclusively.
Yeah, this looked like it was actually animated. It was weird.
Yeah, it was crazy. This blast is so powerful. It's my favorite one where it sends you out of the planet. So it just shoots him out into space. And I'm like, man, that's crazy. The very next cut is another one of those ships with Chilled in like a hospital bed, like with the IV, takes off the mask, like, make sure to tell my family to be afraid of Saiyans that turn gold. And then he died. And then I start losing it. I believe Bob said 10.
Yeah, that's watching Frieza like have a heart attack and die on a hospital bed is peak. Yeah,
it's a Dragon Ball experience that only this can offer. Yes. You know?
Dragon Ball never does that. Usually it's like, oh, they disintegrate. This one, it's like, no, they died. They died of internal bleeding.
Right?
Could you imagine the fight between Goku and Frieza on Vegeta or on Namek? Just had him shoot him with the Kamehameha, right?
Mm-hmm.
Frieza gets fucked up and he's like, I can still fight you, Goku. Goku pulls back his arm to punch him and Frieza has a heart attack and dies just on the spot. That would have been incredible.
See, I was just thinking like that part early in the fight where Goku does like the Bane style backbreaker onto Frieza.
Yes.
Like that just ends it right there.
Yeah, he just leaves him in a crater.
But yes, Bardock's the big winner. He's a cool guy. He begins to leave, and the narration goes, this could in fact be the first Super Saiyan, but that's still a mystery, I guess. And then he walks away, and then there's 10 seconds of credits.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. And that was the episode of Bardock. Do we have anything else we want to talk about in regards to this?
No,
we don't. Which means we get to move on to our segments. First segment, of course, is our Yamcha Award. Most disappointing thing in a particular film. We're going to lead with Bob. What you got?
We don't have like pre-established norms or anything here except Bardock, so it's a little weird.
Yes.
Chilled got owned real hard, though.
Yes, he did.
Like he dropped more than I thought he would. I thought there's a little bit more to that.
He died in a hospital bed.
It's great. I'm giving it to him, but you know, with that benefit of no, this is excellent. Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna give it to Barry because you could have picked more food than just 90% bread. This is ridiculous.
That's all they ate. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Bread and squash. Just one squash.
Okay, Planet Plant sucks. Dan, you can go next.
I'm going to say the Space Pirate Healthcare System.
You know, they didn't show it. They didn't show it because the movie ended. But a Chilled's family got a bill for $1.6 million.
I know, right? Yeah. It's really good because the movie's a flat circle, right? He comes down to the planet and the first thing Chilled says is, man, that healing shit seems really effective. And then he dies to his healthcare system in space.
Yes!
See, this is why he really takes over Planet Vegeta later. Mm-hmm. That shit's so good.
Yeah, exactly. He needs that on tap.
Also, what you did not notice because they didn't animate that part, they only showed his torso at the end of the movie. His legs were gone, clearly.
Obviously.
Feel, what is your Yamcha Award going to?
Bardock, because if we take this as canon, this means he directly led to the genocide of the Saiyan race. He made Frieza's family scared of Super Saiyan, so he decided to commit genocide.
a perfect circular plot. We're going to move on to the second segment, a real banger, where we have to pick something from this 19-minute special to defeat Jiren, the coolest guy in Dragon Ball Super by far. And Dan, you can go first.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
I can pick any character from this and say, can they beat Jiren?
Yes.
Know?
Yeah, anyone that appeared in this.
So I'm willing to believe, okay, that this effect where he went back in time would happen no matter how he was defeated. So I'm going to say Bardock could beat Jiren because he would just get another chance.
Yeah. Jiren just eradicates Bardock with some energy ball, and then it cuts to like 30 years in the past and Bardock looming over an infant.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's beat Jiren. It's not beat Jiren at that current time.
Exactly. He's winning the long battle. He might have got punched real hard and disappeared into the past, but he's still winning.
He will be the first Super Saiyan in that universe as well.
And you better hope that he doesn't land into space pirate medical care, though.
Oh, no.
He might die.
Phil, you can go next.
Space pirate medical care, Jiren is diabetic.
Yeah, obviously.
Holy shit.
They're like, we didn't know insulin worked like that. We were just pumping him full of steroids.
Oh, no.
Jiren's like, I need my insulin for this month. They're like, $75,000.
Man, that's a lot in the Zenny conversion rate. Bob, what do you got?
I was going to do that, honestly.
So, let's see. I expected Dan to do that.
There's nothing left. Okay.
Yeah, there's not. I don't know why I went last.
I'm going to go with Barry. He's going to kill him with kindness.
Oh, shit.
He's going to befriend Jiren.
Aww.
And then he'll poison him.
Oh, no!
Well, once again, Jiren's diabetic and he keeps bringing him bread.
Oh, yeah. He brings him all-
an accidental win.
Yep.
Frieza. I don't know. He showed up in this. I feel like he could eventually do something good. He's in Super. He could probably pull something out.
See, I'm now worried that Frieza's accidentally sending people back in time, so he might send Jiren into the bed to get his ass kicked as a child. Which is not sure which end of this occasion ended up with Bardock in the past.
Jiren gets blown to the past and reforms Universe 6's fucking medical system.
Well, you see, we know that it must be Bardock, because when after Frieza explodes Krillin and Krillin comes back, Krillin's not like, I was in the past.
But maybe it was the energy ball. We don't know what happened to all those other people floating in space.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like we've got so many kills from the Frieza's energy balls. The path would be ruined.
You're saying, Dan, that is unreasonable. We haven't had a short film about those random other guys being sent into the past.
Right.
Oh, man. This is rough. Mm-hmm. But we have to move on to a fun segment where we take the villain of a particular special and then you pit it against anything from normal Dragon Ball. This includes the canon show, Super, and also GT. And Feel, you can open up. Who's going to be able to defeat Chilled?
I'm going to say Hercule.
Oof.
Because we don't really have context for how strong Chilled actually is in comparison to Frieza. He seems to be weaker, because I don't think Frieza would move if Bardock took a pot shot at him. I don't think that would work out for Bardock at all with Frieza. So I think either the exploding present or the gun is just going to take care of this problem.
I love the exploding present. He's like, have this Game Boy. Bob.
I'm going to say Piccolo before he even fuses his nail. So he has to train King Kai training.
Wow.
Just King Kai training.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's before he got the second shot.
That's completely fair.
Zarbon.
Yeah.
Zarbon. He could transform. He can become like real big and ugly, and he could probably take him. Probably.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
Do like a six suplex or something like that. Because clearly Frieza runs a tighter ship as Galactic Emperor compared c- compared to chill space pirate shit. So clearly it's scaling up. So I feel like you could probably work that. Dan.
Princess Snake. She would eat him.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, ooh, yes.
He'd be like, wait a second. What do you mean you're a giant fucking snake? And then just, nope.
This is bullshit.
What? What's wrong?
No, that's what Childs would say. What do you mean? What do you mean this palace is an illusion and you actually already ate me and I didn't even know? This is bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm not owned.
he has a pretty strong I'm not owned energy. If he didn't have to warn them about the Super Saiyans, I feel like that would have been the last thing he said.
Yes.
Tell the members of my family I'm not owned. And then the fee flatlines.
This is more on our health care than Bardock being cool, I swear.
This is a medical malpractice, not Bardock.
All right, well, I feel like that was everyone, right? I feel like I blacked out. Are we good?
Yeah, that was everyone.
Yeah, okay, good. I almost gave it to Feel again, but I'm like, no, you already had Hercule. That was more than enough. Well, at this point, it's time for us to do what we do best, giving things weird esoteric scores. For this one, it, of course, is ranked from 0 to 7. We're going to go around and do that. You can possibly get 28 out of this thing, or possibly get nothing. Nothing at all. And then we're going to rank it amongst all the others. Dan, you can start.
I'm going to go ahead and say this was relatively enjoyable for what it was.
Yeah.
It was insanely predictable because they're like, we sent a Saiyan into the past, hope nothing happens. And I'm like, I know exactly what's going to fucking happen.
Right.
Like, come the fuck on.
Color edit Frieza.
It wasn't terrible. It was pretty good. It wasn't great. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it a 4 out of 7.
Oh, okay. Phil, what do you got?
This didn't overstay its welcome and it had a couple funny things. So I'm going to give it a 2. I'll probably never even think about it ever again once we hit stop.
Oh, that's fair. Bob, what you got?
Yeah, I'd always heard this is like some terrible, awful thing. It's like, you know, the lore of Dragon Ball's trash, right? So we have a 20-minute fun movie where they cut all the fat. And I'm like, yeah, it's like a 4. It's old Lord Slug, but this is high end for a GBZ movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like the ramifications of what Phil said of he caused the genocide of the fucking Saiyan race. Because
yes!
That's all I could think about.
Yeah, that strengthens the entire thing.
Good job, asshole.
Yeah, and then the hospital bed scene, there's nothing like that.
I know!
It's so good.
So, for reference, when we watched Bardock Father of Goku, that was our 7th episode, and the scores for it, going from Dan, Bob, Field to me, were 1, 2, 2, 3. Or actually, no, 1, 2, 2, 2. It was pretty hopeless over there in terms of scores. I enjoyed this for what it was, the exact same thing. It had a couple of funny bits in it. I think Chilled looks hilarious, and the way he dies elevates this for me. Of dying in a hospital bed saying, make sure to make this make sense. Be afraid of Super Saiyans.
You know, I'm thinking, I keep thinking about the hospital bed part. I'm going to upgrade this to 3.
Okay. So he has a 3. I'm giving this a 4. If this was like 10 minutes longer, it might fall a little bit. Because I imagine the animation will get stressed too much and it'll like cave in on itself.
And it would develop some shit that didn't need developing.
Yeah,
no.
We don't need any of that. This is lean. It is... They're just long enough for me to go, here's some Dragon Ball. That's great. I don't necessarily need to come back to this ever again. But whatever. It made Bardock have a cool super and Dragon Ball fighter. So I guess that's
yep,
okay.
That's pretty good.
I wish all these DBZ specials were 20 minutes. That's all they ever write.
Yeah, because I'm sitting here trying to imagine 4 more minutes of this. And it's like, yeah, it's the villagers meeting Bardock and getting to know him.
See, if they added 10 more minutes... Like, they could have given us a really funny, like, ancestor to the Ginyu Force, but that's it. And it's much more likely, if it was any other DBZ movie, it would just be Villager.
Yeah.
But yeah, that puts it at a 15, which, you know, that's solid. That's over halfway there, you know, to getting a good thing. And over double the original Bardock, and that's good. You always hope a sequel does better than the last one.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And they really brought it this time by having dialogue in the Japanese.
They've had dialogue in there for the past couple.
Yeah, but that original Bardock one, the one thing we're like, it's just constantly silence and the dub is on fire trying to write literally anything.
It's meant to. There's nothing.
Phil, if that didn't have solid state scouter, you wouldn't be saying shit right now at all.
No, I'm not even saying shit now. I'm just doing the bit where I try to be contrarian, but it's like, it's impossible.
Yeah, you're like, I have nothing. There's no hope here.
The only two things in that whole movie I remember are Solid Skate Scouter, the one guy that Bardock was most sad about being like, why is Frieza doing this? We were such good cocks and did everything he said. And
we were such good cocks.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I think that's a direct literal translation for the Japanese.
And the part at the end, which I had never seen in context, so I always assumed he had gotten some Saiyans to listen to him and that they were out there in the crowd, not just he went up all by himself.
All right. It's almost time for us to properly rank these, but we need to address the previous episode. We have a tie on this list here, so I need to go around the table. Dan, which one of these is better, BoJack Unbound or that thing we watched last time, the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie?
I'm going to have to go with the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie. I'm sorry. Not only is that directly referencing my own score, but that's just how I feel looking back from a distance. So that's one vote for Aqua Teen.
Okay, Bob, how do you feel about this?
Yeah, Aqua Teen, definitely.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Phil, how you feeling about it?
Obviously Aqua Teen.
I'll pick BoJack just because it doesn't matter what I vote as, just to give it at least one bump.
Well, but, that's nice of you.
But yes, that effectively means Aqua Teen gets upgraded on this ranking, which is very important. Which means we can finally properly give you a definitive at this moment top 26 list of Dragon Ball movies
and nothing else
specials. Yes. Well, someone got really big and strong and whatever.
That's true. He got ripped like fucking Broly.
Yeah. All right. So now that we've gotten our proper scores, updated any ties and all that related stuff, it is time to give you the definitive 26 ranking of everything we have done for Mondo Cool so far. Leading up the bottom is Plan to Eradicate the Super Saiya People. That thing that we watched last episode, the most pathetic thing on earth.
It was somehow more pathetic than the original, which takes a lot.
Yeah.
Yes. Then we have Dragon Ball GT, A Hero's Legacy. Yeah, man. Then the thing we watched the episode prior to that, Path to Power, where they do original Dragon Ball, but still have to rip off Cell. That was unfortunate. Hey, there's Plan to Eradicate the Saiyans at 23. There's the original version of that concept.
God, which also got a zero.
But it's tiers a higher from the other one, thankfully.
No, I'm sorry. It got a one because I gave it a one because it had a couple funny images in it.
Fucking idiot. Then we got Bio Broly. Then The Return of Cooler. Then History of Trunks. Then we move into stuff that isn't, according to this chart, in black with red text. We move on to...
Isn't bleeding.
Yeah, it's not bleeding. So we have Wrath of the Dragon. Then Bardock, Father of Goku. That's the original special. Then Dragon Ball Evolution, the live-action movie. Then Tree of Might. Then Sleeping Princess and Devil's Castle. Followed by Broly Second Coming. Going into the middle section that's colored in green because it didn't kill anyone. Curse of the Blood Rubies, followed by Broly, the legendary Super Saiyan, then Mystical Adventure, and then rounding out our top 10, episode of Bardock, which we just watched, World's Strongest, BoJack Unbound, the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie at number 7, then Cooler's Revenge, Fusion Reborn, Lord Slug, and then our top three of Super Android 13, Dead Zone, and Yo, Son Goku and His Friends Return is our ultimate piece of Dragon Ball media. That's our top 26.
They hit those top three hit the check marks of looking decent and things happening.
Yes.
Lord Slug could also be blue if it wasn't supposed to be the top three.
I'm looking at this definitively. I can watch the top four again.
Yeah.
Everything else, it's like a dice roll on for me, where it's like, I don't know, I could do Cooler's Revenge once again.
Like if somebody was like, hey, do you want to watch X? The top four would be like, yeah, sure. That sounds fine.
Yeah.
Super Android 13 is hilarious. But with this done, I have some great news. If we don't count the movie that still isn't out yet, because it's not coming out till next year, we have three left.
Whoa.
We have three Mondo Cools remaining.
Yeah. This massive endeavor is nearing its end.
We are now entering the Dragon Ball Super era in terms of things that were adapted to that show. So, Bob, you got to read the next time on the Feel Wrote about our next film that is actually a film.
Whoa.
Shock.
It's time for the movie that Toriyama made because he hated evolution so much. It has a cat in it. Next time on Mondo Cool, Dragon Ball Z Battle of
Gods. I didn't look at what you wrote, so that the fact that you gave up.
Well, I think it's pretty accurate.
It does have a cat in it. You can't argue with it.
I know. I was not expecting that. A cat is in this film.
Yes, exactly.
I they can't hear it on the mic. Feel can't hear that all. That's insane.
There's just, as soon as we go, a cat is in this film. Crazy dogs.
Yeah, crazy background. Dogs start losing their mind in the distance, and we're just like, what is going on?
Do I keep this in?
Sure.
I thought it would just be Banny.
You would have heard
cat
that.
And started. Yeah, that's true.
She's so strong. They're still going.
hey, Dan. Banny, but she's the god of destruction.
Oh, cool. She already is, but...